Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our shows. You can actually watch the shows and your sex life will improve. That's what happens with Sex with Emily. Dramatically improve. Because if you listen to our show and we are all about putting better sex on the planet, making sure that everyone has better sex, I'm just saying, you go there, you check it out. That's what will happen. So happy Friday, everyone.
What's going
on? Thank God it's Friday. Today's show is about if you're in a vanilla sex. You know what vanilla sex is, Menace? People who have sort of mainstream sex.
Yeah, they just pretty common. Know, missionary, whatever.
Missionary. We've got some alternatives for people who are just want to spice up their sex life. And we also have to talk about 420 because today is 420.
I know. It's a big holiday here where we're from.
Where we're from. But that is the day that a lot of people smoke marijuana at 420 on 420. And it was initially, they said it was named after the law, the legislation that made it illegal to smoke pot. But really, I heard it was about some group of guys who years ago every day met at 420 and smoked pot. But I don't know what it's about. But everyone, I remember when I was in college, it was a big deal, 420.
Yeah, it still is a big deal.
Still is a big deal. So, yeah, happy 420. We're going to talk about sex and drugs.
Good.
The goods and the bads. And today's show is brought to you by Hot Rocks. Hot Rocks. Rocks, R-A-W-K-S, Hot Rocks, and HotRocks.com. It's an organic certified aphrodisiac for both men and women. And I've been taking it for about 7 weeks now, and I feel amazing. It gives you more energy, stronger orgasms, natural self-generating lubrication. It helps men, too, with more stamina, hard erections, more intense orgasm. The pills take a few weeks. Like at first I was like, really? Like it's not kicking in, but then all of a sudden it kicks in and it feels amazing. And they've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you've been wanting to increase your libido, improve your sex life, you should totally go to hotrocks.com. That's Hot Rocks, R-A-W-K-S.
And you love it. How long have you been taking it?
I've been taking it for about 7 weeks now, consistently. Do I seem hornier?
Oh, extremely horny.
Don't I?
You humped my leg when you walked in.
I did hump your leg. Did you care? Did you mind?
It was okay.
Speaking of humping legs, my dog, not that she humps my leg, but she has in the past, she friggin' is ruining my life right now.
What? No.
I know you're shocked, but she...
How am I shocked? I'm not shocked.
I know, I'm kidding. She's got like some kind of bladder infection. We think either that or she hates me. Mm-hmm. But I came home the other day and she peed on my bed, the middle of my bed. I walked in. I had to get the friggin' comforter dry cleaned. And... But then the next day I came home and she peed on the middle of my couch. It's so not funny. I just got my couch fucking professionally cleaned for $140. Like, I'm pissed. the baby daddy took her for a few days.
I love it.
You don't love it. You don't love it. You don't want me to suffer.
Not that you're I already warned you from the get-go before you even got the dog.
It's the hardest thing in the world.
Not to get the dog.
Like, people with children, my hats go off to you because I know that's harder. Most people can handle a dog and children. It's been harder for me.
Do not get the dog. That's what I said for a month before you got the dog. Oh, no, it's going to be great.
Here's the issue is that I can't get rid of her now because I actually love her. But I feel like she's kind of ruining my life.
Yeah, she is ruining your life.
So anyway, and last night, Kelsey and I, my sister, we went to this. It was called FIA Love 3.0, the future of sex and dating and love online. And it was like this big conference at the Fairmont Hotel. And we had a little booth, Sex with Emily booth set up. Mm-hmm. And lots of people came by and we're trying to find out the brand. And we talked about the Bravo show. And we gave out little condoms with my picture on it and Sex with Emily logo.
Really?
Yeah. And there's lots of people. People like what? Yeah, it says call for a good time. Exactly. People were like, can we have sex? Which, you know, is everyone's favorite joke.
Yeah.
And then there was like people who were like telling us their stories and like their sex lives. Like Kelsey got like sequestered by a guy who was like, I've never had sex. What should I do?
Wow.
It was like a Sex with Kelsey moment. No, I heard it, but I like distanced myself.
Maybe that could be a line though.
No, you could tell he's never had sex.
Oh, really? Just by look. It's funny because my assistant always goes, do you have sex with Emily today? It's so
funny.
She
did? That's funny.
No, she does that all the time. Or did you have sex with Emily yesterday? It's so funny that, you know.
I know. There's such play you can play on the words.
Yeah.
And people kept coming up to me going, oh, I'd like to try out the demo of Sex with Emily. That's really funny. But it was a good. I'm trying to get out there more and do more marketing and more events and
that's
such.
That's good.
Like we did at Treasure Island. How fun was that booth?
That was hilarious.
What are you up to this weekend? Besides not going to Coachella.
Not going to Coachella again. But you know what? It's really one of my most free weekends I've ever had in the past couple months. So
okay.
I'm kind of just leaving it open and seeing what's going to happen.
Wow.
You know, I have some friends that are partying down in Santa Cruz. Maybe we'll go down in Santa Cruz.
It's going to be beautiful here.
Yeah. Maybe I'll visit my old hometown. A lot of my buddies want to get together and go to the old bar that we used to hang out at.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, maybe do that.
Sort of.
Why?
I don't know.
Sorry, just because you're from Michigan and you hate it.
I don't hate Michigan.
Yeah,
I
like where I'm from,
there.
So right, I like going there.
Okay, that's fine. What else are you going to do? What else is new? I haven't seen you in a few days.
Nothing really. Just, you know, working like crazy. There's a big summer concert that my work is putting on. So I will be working on that for a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It's over like 40 bands. It's amazing. It's here in the Bay Area and at a venue of like 22,000 people. And I help in coordinating it. And
oh.
Should
we go?
You should totally go. You'd have
it's free, right?
Fun. Yeah. I'll get you tickets.
See, it's free, and that's the only one you're going to get me tickets to because it's free, which hurts.
No. Do you think I ever pay for – I mean, I'm very blessed. I don't want to brag or anything, but I don't pay for tickets for any shows.
Yeah, but isn't it a free concert?
No, it's not a free concert.
Oh, it's not free. I thought you were saying it's free and you'll get me a ticket. And I was like, thanks for nothing.
No, it's very expensive.
Ooh, Menace is going to finally get me a ticket, and it's free.
No.
Okay. Forget it. I'm trying to think what else. Nothing else. I hope to have sex this weekend. And
you're not
going to
go wine tasting or
no? But I am going wine tasting with my mom in a
restaurant
month.
Opening.
No, no restaurant openings, no wine tasting. But I want to go to Dolores Park and just drink on the weekend.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be really beautiful and sunny.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be packed.
And
yeah,
fun.
If people don't know. Because we have listeners. We're on XM Radio
right
now.
We're on XM Radio. Ooh.
There's a famous park in San Francisco that people just gather and just sit in the park and get wasted and smoke weed. I'm sure today at 420 it was just a cloud of smoke that
cloud
you couldn't even see. Like fog. You
exactly.
Even see through.
Exactly. It must have been crazy.
Yeah.
But we miss that because we're hard workers.
Yes.
Okay. I've got some sex in the news for
us. Go for it.
You'll like this one because I know that you have theories about women who have piercings and tattoos.
Not piercings, just tattoos. Tattoos, okay. Smoking, and drinking. Three.
Okay.
Trifecta.
Okay. So from the University of Concerned Moms, young adults with piercings and tattoos are heavy drinkers.
Yes.
I know.
See?
In findings that vindicate parents everywhere who don't like your new friends, a study in France has suggested that those with tattoos and piercings do indeed drink more alcohol. A study involved nearly 3,000 young adults with an average age of 20 found a strong link between binge drinking and body art. Researchers found that women with both tattoos and piercings consumed twice the amount of alcohol than women who had neither. And men with tattoos and piercings drank 44% more than men who had – what does that mean? You get drunk and get tattoos? It means you're more.
No. I mean, my theory doesn't really go with this.
I
my
know.
Theory is
– tramp stamps means she's a tramp.
No, not that at all. It's if she's heavily tattooed, you're going to sleep with her right away. If she's a drinker, you're going to sleep with her right away. And if she's a smoker, you're going to sleep with her right away. And if she has all three, you might get laid that night.
Let's
that's
trifecta.
All.
Or right now,
I'm sorry. It's just – it's science. It's, you know, it's been proven.
Right.
Girls are going to be like, oh, I'm not a slut. I have tattoos. Yeah, that's great. But you probably would probably sleep with a guy faster than a girl that didn't have any tattoos.
Because it means that you're
that,
more out there.
Yeah, I'm saying that you're more fun.
Yeah, you're more fun.
Celebrate it.
I love it. I never got a tattoo, though. But I've thought about it. But I was never inspired by any one thing.
I never met a girl that has tattoos that is super conservative and, you know, wants to wait till marriage.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
me neither. Haven't found that girl either. And most of my friends have tattoos. Because I'm like the only one
who
doesn't.
So your friends are a bunch of whores.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Proms now cost an average of $1,100.
Yeah, they cost bank, man.
After 1,000 telephone interviews conducted at the end of last month, it was found that the average American family with high schoolers is now spending over $1,000 on proms this year.
Yeah.
The Northeast and the South are especially bad, dropping to between $1,000 and $2,000, while Western and Midwestern families much more modestly spending $750 on their little princes and princesses. Families in lower income brackets between $20,000 and $29,000 are spending twice the national average, over $2,600. Wow.
Well, the limo takes up more than half of that. $1,000.
Right.
It costs a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I was actually I'm actually helping out somebody with a prom situation.
Really?
My buddy, yeah. He has a niece that didn't turn in her money enough time to be able to go to prom. So now she can't even go.
Wow.
And now my buddy feels bad. So he's like going to rent her a limo. And he's like, well, what should we do? They're only 17. Some stuff in the city. So I made some calls in I called up my buddy at Pixar, and he's going to give them their own theater at Pixar to watch their favorite movie.
Oh, that's nice.
And then they're going to come to the city and have dinner at some cool places.
Oh, you're sweet. That's good. She didn't pay her money in time?
Yeah. So then the school said you can't go, which I think is ridiculous.
Me too. It's high school. It's prom.
I told my buddy, I was like, look, you know, I work for a broadcasting company. Let me call up the news and give the school some crap about it. And he's like, nah, he just wants to try to do a special day for her. So,
well, that's cool.
I'm helping coordinate that day.
That's a very nice thing to do.
I wish I
knew you when I was going to prom. My prom, I went to a bunch of proms, but they were never
that great.
How
many did you go to?
Four.
I went to four also. I got invited to seven, only went to four.
Wow, you're such a stud.
I know.
Did you feel like a stud?
Didn't feel like a stud.
But you were a stud? Were you voted like most studly?
No, not at all. Oh. I was kind of just, I was in high school, I wasn't a total nerd, but I wasn't like super popular. I was just kind of the guy that was cool with everybody.
Right.
You know?
Right,
really
like you are
beef.
Now.
Yeah. Didn't have beef with anybody.
Right. You're like a nerd, but not super popular right
Whoa,
now.
Whoa, a nerd?
Just kidding.
No. And then, so I got invited to a lot of proms and I had a lot of fun. A lot of people say, oh, proms are terrible. My first prom was, you would think this is tacky and you would hate it. But I had a lot of fun because my dates weren't stuck up and they're really cool, right? So we all got together in our tuxedos, and for dinner we went to In-N-Out Burger because we love In-N-Out Burger. So we showed up in a limo to In-N-Out Burger in like some suburb. Yeah, pulled right in the front and got out, and we're sitting there in our, you know, suits and everything.
That's fun.
Everybody was looking at us like we were crazy. It was
fun. No, I went to Burger King on prom.
No, after.
After.
Yeah.
Not for dinner. But I think there was a dinner at the prom, and then we went afterwards to Burger King. So I'm not so much classier.
Yeah. Did you have sex on?
No, this was my big issue.
Yeah. You have the whole story.
Oh my God.
Explain
my boyfriend. Okay. So I was going to prom with my boyfriend that I'd been dating for a few months, did not have sex with him yet because I was a good girl. And, but I decided it's prom night. We have a hotel room. Did you guys get hotel rooms and stuff?
We did, but we didn't stay the whole night.
Right.
We had like hotel rooms that we partied for a couple hours after. Yeah.
Well, we got our own room that we were going to So I'm like, this is the night we're going to have sex. It's going to happen. And then the fricker, fucker, didn't bring any condoms. And I was like, you didn't bring condoms? And I just thought, we're not having sex.
Well, what was his response?
He was like, oh, okay, sorry. I think I was just kind of pissed. It was so long ago, but I just remember being like, you're an idiot. But I ended up dating him for 2 more years. And eventually we did have
you
sex.
You love doing that, though.
What?
Dating idiots.
I do not. I'm not dating an idiot.
No,
now.
You just love dating people that you think are idiots, and then you just continue dating them.
Yeah, I told you I used to spend half my relationships trying to get out of them. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, because when you're dating someone and you're in love, it's hard to sometimes get out of a relationship because you like question it and you talk to your friends. And I just feel like no one just like blanketly like just cuts off a relationship. And that's like something really bad happens, like someone cheats or whatever. But most relationships, you want to get out of them, but it takes you a little bit longer to get out of it. For me, it would take me a lot longer to get out of it. Not sure why. That was my deal. Okay, that's what we got for sex in the news.
Cool. There's nothing else that's popped up lately
in the news?
Well,
there's like a lot of stuff. I mean,
I guess Mel Gibson had another blow up. I haven't even listened to it
yet. He did? What did he do? Did he rant on the Jews again or whatever?
I don't know, but he called somebody and then they put the audio online, but he was using the C word.
Really?
That's all I know so far.
And then there's like a lot of couple stuff. What do you think about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West? Do you like that?
Yeah. You know, whatever. I see both of them being incredibly hard to date. So I think that maybe they're a perfect match.
Maybe they are.
Yeah.
I read it in Us Magazine. It said that they were. So it's probably true. And then what other news did I hear about? I don't really have it. There was nothing that great.
Nothing?
I read you the best stuff.
All right.
Unless there was anything that you read. I'm eating Twizzlers in the middle of the show, which I shouldn't do, but they're really good.
Yeah, nothing's coming up lately that's big, you know. Just some deaths, you know, Dick Clark died.
I know Dick Clark died.
Yesterday,
that's so sad.
The guy from the band, I never heard of the
band.
Oh,
yeah, the band.
The singer.
Oh, he's old now, probably.
Yeah, he died yesterday.
That's sad.
And nothing else, man.
Okay. Not that interesting.
Yeah.
It's okay. We've got some emails from the peoples.
Go for it.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We try to get to most of your emails. You can also do the Ask Emily right on the homepage there. Check it out on sexwithemily.com.
Oh, can I ask you something real quick?
Please.
A little mini topic I'm going to throw in there.
Do it.
And maybe I brought it up before and just not remembered.
I thought I was the one who don't remember.
When a guy texts you and he puts a smiley face after...
Yeah.
How's that make you feel?
That is a good question. Emoticons. This is the emoticon show. We should do one of those. I feel fine. I feel like I have no issue
but
with
it's
it.
Smiley
do you think
face.
Do you think it says gay?
It's smiley face all the time.
Like,
no,
every
I
time.
I don't say it's gay.
Every
I'm
time he emails me, there's
maybe
a smiley
not
face.
Not as manly.
I mean, every time he texts me.
Smiley face. He just types it. Hey, how you doing today? Smiley face. Oh, happy. Hope you're having a great day. Smiley face. I'll see you later tonight, 8 p.m. Smiley face.
Well, I was dating a guy for a while who every time I texted him, he would just text back smiley face because he's really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, had a really busy job and he would just do smiley face. And I'm like, don't friggin' send me another friggin' smiley face because it's annoying. It doesn't mm-hmm. say anything and it's showing that you're not really reading it and you're just sending smiley face. So that was annoying. But just like a regular text, like, hey, baby, miss you, think you're hot, love you, have a great day, or thinking about you, smiley face, it doesn't make me feel uncomfortable.
LOL. Ha ha. How do those make you feel?
My gay friend this morning texted me LOL and I didn't.
I'm talking about
a guy
guys,
I'm dating.
Straight guys that you're dating.
Okay, not my gay friends. Straight no. guys that I'm dating and they go LOL. It's kind of a chick thing to get LOL,
it's
right?
A little, yeah, it's a little chick
it's
thing.
It's a little chickish. Yeah, why? Why do you ask? Did
I just
come
want
up?
To know because I've been talking about this lately. And, you know, I'm trying to refrain.
From LOL?
From LOL.
Did you? You've done
women.
LOL to me.
Yeah.
But I don't count.
Yeah, you don't count.
You're I don't care what I say to Emily.
Yeah, I'm wondering what I should do.
If you should just
if I should
cut out
the
LOLing.
Ha-ha.
But how do you, there's so many things you wouldn't be like, ha, funny. Like, you have to somehow express
it. How about
I
say, that's hilarious?
Yeah, that's what I usually do. I'm like, that's so funny. I very rarely do LOL. But I have a friend who has, like, LOL Tourette's. Mm-hmm. And every time she writes me an email or a text, every other word is LOL, LOL,
oh, no.
LOL. Have you ever, do you have any friends like that?
No, I don't.
Right. So that's annoying that she always LOLs.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
men.
Men.
I think that men should refrain from the LOL from excessive use of LOL and excessive use of smiley faces, but it doesn't bother me. If he's like a hot guy that I'm friends with or dating, yeah. I don't mind it.
I think haha is acceptable as a man.
Right.
But not just H-A, just ha. You shouldn't use that. Ha.
What? Okay.
Yeah. No, no.
Who does that? Anyway.
Guys do that.
H-A?
Ha. Yeah. Ha.
You're right. But, they do.
Oh, no. The worst, I had to tell my buddy, I'm like, why the F are you texting me this? Is he put he-he.
He-he is like a little girl giggling.
Yeah, you can't put he-he as a man. You can't put he-he.
Is he gay?
He's not gay.
He said he-he.
He has a wife and baby.
I pictured him in the corner going he-he-he.
Yeah.
He-he giggling.
No, guys, don't do that. No he-he's.
No he-he's for sure. Like, he-he's are out. What else is out? OMG. What about OMG?
Oh, no, wait. Well, if you're expressing, not in a text, OMG.
Where else do you do it?
I did OMG last week. Oh, my God. When I was talking about the TV show.
Right.
There you go. I said, oh, my God, I can finally talk about this.
Right.
I think that's
acceptable.
But
did you say OMG?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said OMG.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, you know.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a TV show if you haven't heard yet. Did we talk about it last week?
We talked about it a little bit today.
Yeah. Well, no, we not specifics.
Okay.
We're going to be on Bravo Television. We have a reality show coming out this summer. It's called Misadvised. You should check it out. It's going to be really friggin' funny.
It's going to be hilarious.
If they
leave a lot of stuff in there.
If they leave a lot of stuff in there or they don't edit it to make me look like a fool. But we don't know. The verdict is still out. Okay, emails.
All right.
Emily, I recently got out of a relationship. My ex-girlfriend is a lesbian, and I'm a straight man. I don't know how, but we just happened. She said she saw something different in me. Well, after dating a couple months, she got into a situation where she needed to leave town and go live at her mom's. I probably saw her twice a month. Well, one weekend, I was supposed to pick her up to stay with me, but her plans were canceled as she decided to hang out with an old girl instead. With a girl instead. This had happened several times and she would just cancel plans the last second. We are split up now. And my question is, should I still be trying to win her back or let her go? Please help. Dan from Hutchinson, Kansas.
Mm.
Dan, quick answer, simple answer. No, you should not keep trying. She's a lesbian. She's told you plain and clear. She's booked plans with you on several occasions. And yes, she probably still likes the attention from you and she probably still really, really likes you. But it sounds to me like she's a lesbian, and that's her preference right now. So I would just stop barking up that lesbian tree and try to find someone new right now.
Yeah,
I don't think you should go after her. You're not going to change her.
Unless you just want to hook up with her.
Unless you're cool that she's dating other women, I don't think she's going to be exclusive with you if she's going getting down with babes.
Yeah. The luckiest thing you could ever do is maybe have sex with a lesbian. That's it. I mean, once they're lesbian, very hard to turn them over.
I don't understand. I think it'd be so hard to live without a penis.
They got fake dildos. Yeah.
Exactly. I would say you should let her go and start working on dating women who are straight. That's my advice. Hey, Emily.
Pinch my finger on the headphones.
Hey, Emily. I just want to let you know that you can add another country to the list where you have listeners of your podcast. I also wanted to ask you if you ever give away vibrators. I've heard you mention on the show that your bedroom is filled with vibrators that you test. My friends with benefits and I have been wanting to try a vibrator both on her and on me. I'm curious to know what it feels like to have a vibrator up my butt. Let me know if you ever decide to do some kind of promotion and give some vibrators away. I downloaded all your shows. I listen to them every night before I go teach my English class. Love you, Alex from Vologda, Vologda, are you?
Vologda, Vologda, are you?
What is that? Russian?
You guys didn't look it up before? Hold on. Maybe it's
Look
Russian.
Up Vologda. V-L-O-G-D-A.
V-O?
V-O-L-O.
V-O-L-O.
G-D-A.
G-D-A.
I think he's in...
Region.
Russia.
Yeah, it's Russia.
Oh, thank the Lord. It sounds Russian. Okay. I do give away vibrators a lot, but I can't send them to Russia. It's illegal and it's expensive. But you should try a vibrator up your butt for sure. There's a lot of vibrators that you can use. There's some really good ones from, well, I don't know if you can order internationally, but I'll just tell you, goodvibes.com is awesome. For beginners, you can try the Sidekick silicone anal plug. For anyone who likes smaller toys up their bum, starting with a small, subtle bulb at the head, this plug widens towards the base. Or try the Aneros Progasm prostate massager if you're ready to step it up a notch. The Progasm ups the size and adds a new feature, the K-tab. There are two bulbs at the base, one that puts pressure on the perineum and one that stimulates the K-tab, a known acupressure point located below the sacrum and the tailbone. The Aneros can help tone a man's PC muscles, which can help improve control and intensify orgasm. Go to the anal sex toy section of goodvibes.com and explore. So go to goodvibes.com, use coupon code Emily, GVEmily15, for 15% off purchases of Good Vibes. That's GVEmily15 for 15% off purchases of Good Vibes. Good Vibes is awesome. It's a great store, great online store. And I think you can find some anal pleasure. Hopefully they ship to Russia. I know that we don't.
Oh.
And if not, you can look up those brands, Aneros, and try to find one that works for you.
I think Russian women, at least in the circle of people that I know, have been getting pretty popular lately.
What do you mean?
That people are like, oh, you know, Russian women are beautiful.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah. I actually had a Russian girlfriend for a little while.
You
did? Like almost a year.
Well, what happened?
We just broke up. Distance.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
She lived in Russia?
No.
Oh, she was Russian and hot.
She lived in the East Bay. I lived here. There's a lot of traveling that had to be done.
You like the East Bay.
I love the East Bay. If people don't know, it's right outside the Bay Area. Outside of San Francisco. We're separated by water. And then you have to take a train or you have to take a bridge to get over there. So.
Right. Okay, cool.
I mean, you exclusively do not date outside
the city. 510. I don't do the 510 area code, which is
not as classy as all the other codes.
It's not classy. I hate driving over that friggin' bridge. I hate the bridge. I hate the signs.
Well, you're running out of people to date here in the city.
I know. It's true. I've dated everyone in the city. And so maybe I'll go north where you never go, to Marin.
Yeah. Barf. Yeah. Okay. What's going on?
I was just looking. There's two emails on here.
Okay.
But I thought there were more. Okay. It's fine. We're moving on.
Cool.
To vanilla sex. Although, you know what I kind of want to do first?
What do you got?
We're going to get into vanilla sex, but I want to do this thing that was that I found 12 kinds of sex every woman should have before settling down. And I wanted to talk it for you. There's 12 kinds of sex that every woman should have before settling down.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, go ahead, though.
Okay. Foreigner sex. Whether you're traveling or he comes to you, don't let a fling with a foreign hottie pass you by.
Oh, God.
I just thought I wanted to see what I could check off this list, too. It's kind of like a sex bucket list.
Yeah.
Okay, I've done that.
Uh-huh.
Foreigners, it is fun when you're in a foreign country. You use protection always, but it's kind of fun because it's like you might not speak the same language, but, you know, there's some kind of chemistry or connection and you're out of the country and you might never see him again, but it's really fun.
So stupid. Go ahead.
What is stupid? Foreigner sex?
It's dumb. Oh, I'm out of the country. I'm wild. I'm partying. It's free.
I should
just hook up with somebody just because I'm out here, not because I'm into them.
No, you're into them and you're traveling.
Yeah. It's dumb.
Okay. The one sex. The guy you thought was your one and only. When you do finally meet your match, he'll be the one who made you and your orgasm stronger. Yeah, you got to have sex with the one. Okay, big penis sex. Just to see how big is too big. And, of course, you can brag to your friends later.
Wow.
I've done that.
Classy.
Menace, these are good things to do. Bad sex. The kind so bad you want to take a shower afterwards just so you appreciate good and mediocre sex when you have it. I think we all have to have bad sex.
Yeah, but you don't seek it out.
No, but they're just saying it's sort of like a bucket list, but it's sort of like you should have these experiences before you die. This applies to men too. Mm-hmm. Now, I realized that one of the main reasons why I started the Sex with Emily show was because I thought to myself, I've not had the best sex of my life yet.
Okay.
I need to have better sex. I just know that there's better sex out there, and I wanted to learn how to do it, and I wanted to give advice and find it. And, I mean, do you think you've had the best sex of your life yet?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Can you think of the best sex of your life?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, the best partner.
What made
it
the best sex? Was it the person, or was it like the stuff you did together?
Maybe the person and the stuff. It's a combination.
Well, how would you describe the best sex?
How would I describe the best sex?
What made it so good?
What made it so good? I believe it was. It's how do you explain the best sex of your
life? That's a great question.
Give me an example.
I don't know. I was thinking like when I was in my 20s and I was dating this guy who was more sexually advanced than I was, and I was still in that stage where I was like freaked out by porn and thought that the fact that he watched porn meant that he wanted me to have big boobs, fake boobs, and blonde hair. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of women go through that with men with porn. Anyway, he was more advanced. He was more experimental, and he made me feel very safe, and we experimented, and it was really sexy and hot, and we would do really fun things together, like have sex on top of a mirror once. Like he put this big mirror down, and we had sex on it. It was like a hard, it was like a serious heavy mirror.
All right.
And like you could watch ourselves having sex, and we would watch porn together, and we would just like hang out and like explore each other. And it was, and I don't know if it's because I was younger and it was new, but it also just feels like it was amazing sex because we kept trying new things and it was very safe and it felt, and we were really connected and I was totally turned on by him.
Yeah.
That's a good explanation. Okay. Okay, you should have angry, hate, breakup sex. Anger is one potent aphrodisiac. It certainly starts the sexy time off with a bang. It's like naked wrestling where everyone wins.
I have never had breakups.
I've never had angry, hate sex.
I don't think, angry, hate sex, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I've had breakup sex, but I've never had
I've never had breakup sex.
I always have sex with my exes. At least once.
I mean, I do that, but I never had like, oh, we're breaking up, so let's have sex.
No, I've had it like we broke up and then we had sex a week later.
Yeah, no, but then that's not breakup sex. They're talking about people that have the conversation, okay, we're breaking up, but let's have sex one more time before.
Oh, okay. I've never done that.
That has never happened. I don't even think that exists.
That does exist. I've never had that, though.
I don't think it happens.
Okay, sex with a rock star. Whether you're some guy's Penny Lane, you feel like a million sexy bucks, and then cheap like 2 seconds later, but it always makes for an interesting story.
Groupies.
So go be someone's inspiration in bed. I don't know if you should have sex with a rock star. I've never.
Dude, I gotta see groupies.
I've had sex with a guy in a band, but he wasn't a rock star.
I have to deal with groupies all the time.
You do?
It's disgusting.
They sleep with them. They give them blowjobs. Yeah. They just hang out. Okay.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it? Because they're just like,
they're
he's
so
famous,
annoying.
So I
yeah.
just want to have sex with him.
And then that's it. And then, all right, now what? You can tell all your girlfriends, but no guys could be like, respect you.
Exactly. You don't want to tell the guys that guys want to know. Don't share those stories with guys you've dated. Because I've dated some high-profile people, and I've shared that with guys I've dated. Not on purpose. It just like came. I'm like, I had sex with them. And guys just never want to hear that you had sex with anyone else before. We've talked about this in the show, and I think that's really important. They don't want to know who else you've had sex with.
And look, chicks, if you're going to have sex with some guy in a band, let me give you some advice. All right? Don't just sleep with the guitar player or the drummer if they're not super famous. You're like, I slept with the drummer of, Def Cab for Cutie. Who cares? Who is that guy? You know, like,
no idea.
No one
sleep
cares.
With the lead
now
singer.
It's even more embarrassing for you. So if you're going to sleep with somebody famous just because they're famous, you better pick the most famous person in
the band.
In that band.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So sex with a rock star who's really a rock star.
Because you're just going to get made fun of behind your back.
True. Hold on.
And you're going to be called a whore, and you can even pull the most famous person in the band.
But girls really do, like, hang out outside the band.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they do. It's ridiculous.
I've never done that. Okay. Yeah. In the butt.
In the butt. You got to do it, ladies.
You should know if anal is your thing before you settle down. Test it out with someone you trust. Preferably a gentle, mild-mannered sweetheart who is also dispensable in case you don't like it and never want to do it again.
Oh, I'm sure he's a sweetheart.
Because
if
for
he wants
dudes,
to do it in the
once
butt.
They pop, they can't stop. Is that true? Once you do it in the butt with someone, you always want to do it in the butt with someone?
A guy or a girl?
A guy. Once they pop, they can't stop. Because for dudes, it says once they pop, they can't stop. So once they pop your butt, Sherry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to do it again, of course.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know if anal sex is for everyone, but if it's something you want to try, you should try it. Mm-hmm. But with someone and go very slow and use lots of lube. Girl on girl. You don't have to go all the way, but you have to kiss, at least kiss another girl. And it doesn't count if you're doing it just for male attention. Every liaison is best in private. So don't just go make out with a girl at 2 a.m. at the friggin' bar when guys are watching. But if you really want to have like a sexy, romantic situation with a girl, you could totally do it.
Yeah.
I got hit on by this girl last night and she was cute. And she was like, oh, we should get together and do this thing. And she was like.
And you're like, totes.
I'm like, totes. But I've made out with a girl not in public. It was hot.
Yeah.
Sure. I've done that.
Did she go down on you?
Anyway, can't the remember. Next one. I can't All remember. Right. Couldn't have been that good. Okay, age gap sex. Jump the age gap's bones. Bag a younger man and an older man, especially when it comes to dudes. You have to comparison shop. Test out men at every age, and you might just be surprised by what you find out about guys in general. I've dated older and younger. I've done that. Have you dated? You've dated older women, younger women. Or you don't date older women.
I don't date older women.
I've done that. Okay. I don't know. That's just good to experiment. These are just ideas. Men and women. These apply to both men and women. You could date an older woman, date younger woman, but just things you should try out. You shouldn't get married before you're 30 anyway, so you've got time to do all these things. Okay. You should try being a top. You totally dominate the sexual experience. It's you in control, doing and getting what you want. Bonus points if it involves leather. Leather.
Who the F wrote this?
I did.
I
didn't write it. Oh. But no, but being a top, I mean, women should be dominant sometimes. They should.
Yeah, of course they should.
Don't men want women to be dominant?
Yes.
So try totally. Being a dominant one time. The biggest complaint we hear from men is that women don't initiate sex enough.
They don't.
So be a friggin' top, grab them, get on top of them, climb up on them, and get your orgasm. Okay, can't keep it up sex. Sometimes you drank too much whiskey. Sometimes you just did it solo. Whatever the reason, sometimes you can't get them up for the night. You have to accept that. You have to figure out how to handle your insecurity over the situation in a way that doesn't make a man feel worthless. It happens to every dude. Let's just be grateful. All the ladies have to do is show up and party on. Spread them and party on is what it says. But it's true. If a guy can't keep it up or can't ejaculate or whatever it is, women don't trip on it. We know that that's par for the course. It just happens. Sometimes men can't get up. We don't trip on it. That's happened to you before, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
We don't care. Of course you don't care. But we don't care either. We're not judging you. Guys are like, oh my God, my life is over. We don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, if it happens every single time, that's a problem. But if it doesn't, we're fine with it. And then finally, be yourself. There is nothing more empowering and easy to do when it comes to your pleasure. Masturbation is important for learning what you like and how to get all the way home. So do it when it comes to masturbation. Be yourself. By yourself. Not be yourself. I read it wrong. By yourself. Masturbate.
It's 420, everybody. We apologize.
I didn't smoke pot yet.
No, but it just being in San Francisco, it's just in the air.
Do you think that we just are all high from all the pot
There has
smoking?
To be so much contact. Do you understand? I live in one of the nicest neighborhoods
right,
in the city.
Right,
so do
right.
you. But you just walk through it and it's just, you just smell weed.
I smell weed. My entire building smells like weed and it's not from me.
Constantly. Like, I just walked through, I walked through my apartment building and I think that I'm in an actual dispensary.
I know.
Like everybody is smoking weed. Early in the morning, I walk by this one garage every morning and I guarantee you that it's just, they're just growing weed in there because it is so
strong. They must be. Everyone's growing weed, selling weed, and smoking weed. And we have, pot is illegal here. Legal. You can get pot cards and pots, go to the pot store. You can swing by these pot stores in San Francisco that look like Whole Foods. Like they're so nice. You go in, you go shopping, they give you free samples.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. And it's fun. So, okay, well, speaking of pot, sex and pot, there's some pros and cons I wanted to run by
all
people.
All pro, right?
Not all pro. Although I have to tell you, when I was young, I'll share this story. When I was younger and I was unable to orgasm, pretty much like my early 20s, up until my early 20s, my mom was like, have you ever tried smoking marijuana before you had sex? Because maybe you'd be able
to. You're talking about this with your mom.
My mom was talking about it with me. I asked her for advice, and she's like, smoke pot. That was the first advice I got from my mother about sex. I think it was the only advice I ever got from my mom
about
sex.
Your mom told you to smoke weed.
That's well, not crazy. Regularly, but to try it because it helps you relax. Mm-hmm. It stops your inhibitions. Your inhibitions go away. You're less inhibited and you are more open. And a lot of times women can have orgasms because they're so inside their head and they're so focused on the orgasm. What's going to happen? Is it going to happen? But when you smoke pot, apparently those feelings can subside. But there are some pros and cons to it. Yes, it can help. There's been tons of studies. I've been reading up on this and there's a lot of studies that people say it enhances their sex life. And I think it's because your senses are more, you know, are more acute and you are, you have less inhibitions. But the pro is marijuana, like the majority of psychoactive plants, has been used as an aphrodisiac for thousands of years. The con is, ironically, it has also been used to decrease sexual desire. So it's like everything. It's like moderation. If you smoke pot every single day, a lot of pot, it could wreak havoc on your sex life and decrease your sexual desire. But a pro, at low to moderate levels of intoxication, users report heightened ability to communicate sexually with their partners and increased body awareness. People felt they became more loving, more willing to pay attention to the technical aspects of lovemaking and foreplay. The gist of it, better sensuality, more into having sex and pleasing your partner. If you smoke pot. We're talking about this because it's 420, which is the national smot poking.
Smot poke. See? You're getting that contact high right now.
It's pot smoking holiday. Okay.
And it's like, it's the biggest holiday here in San Francisco.
It is. It's a big deal.
It's bigger than Christmas.
I know.
Guaranteed.
We live in San Francisco. Okay. It can decrease sexual performance an hour after smoking as testosterone levels spike right after you smoke pot. Your testosterone levels spike, but then it takes a dive after 20 minutes.
Oh,
that's
damn.
A con. Okay, a pro to pot, says many people, says it heightens sexual climax. A con, there is research that seems to discredit that claim. Here's the science. So THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, has been shown to greatly increase testosterone levels during and immediately after consumption, but then it drops down to lower than normal levels within a half hour. So I guess if you have smoke pot, you should have sex right away because your testosterone level is going to dry down. Also, heavy doses of THC disrupt the normal flow of testosterone production. This appears to cause a shutdown that sends hormonal levels falling 20 minutes after the drug is administered. Another con, chronic marijuana smokers show signs of infertility. Men may have lower sperm counts and women may have abnormal ovulation. Another con, studies by the British Lung Association suggest that regular smoke inhalation weakens your immune system, which naturally would affect your libido. And I was dating a heavy pot smoker years ago, and he could not keep it up. And when he did, he was the Minuteman.
Wow.
And it didn't last long. And I always wondered if I had to do this pot smoking. He's like, I'm going to stop. But he like couldn't stop smoking. And I was like, well, I can't keep dating you because you have no boner. At the end of the day, you have no boner.
Did you? Well, he couldn't stop smoking at all.
He tried, but he like couldn't stop.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if there's like anything else. I mean, if you switch to a different type of like edibles or something, you can eat it. Maybe is there any difference? Because I heard it gives you a different high.
It does. Edibles do give you a different high. They say it's more of a full body high, like your whole body. But it can also make you more like tired, I guess. But it's you could switch it up. You could also just not smoke pot.
And we're just talking about pot. I heard, I heard because I've been around a lot of people being in our city. Cocaine is like, the crazy drug to use also. And the people just have a thing called coke weenie. Where they cannot just orgasm.
It's like whiskey
at all.
Dick? No, whiskey dick, you can't get it up, right?
Yeah, but coke weenie, you can never orgasm.
Right. I've heard that.
Yeah.
And I've heard that you can never orgasm, but you can stay hard longer, but you can't orgasm. So then I know guys who can't get hard and then they take Viagra and that's stupid. So just don't do drugs, people. I don't want to promote drugs. Like, I felt like I had to mention 420. But I'm not promoting drug use or anything.
Yeah.
Because it's better just to be natural and be yourself and be connected with your partner and communicate. Okay, we're going to talk about vanilla sex now.
What? All right.
Vanilla sex. You know what that is? Vanilla sex is what they call people who are just having regular, normal, nothing wrong with it, sex. It's pretty basic, you know, missionary maybe, or she's on top. Sometimes you're on top. You always have it in the bedroom. You haven't used sex toys. You haven't tried things out. So we're going to give little tips that, little twists on the vanilla things you're doing and how to spice them up. So vanilla sex is kind of sex that isn't kinky or very adventurous. Missionary is kind of vanilla, where doggy style is not. There's no pain, no kinkiness. Vanilla sex is the most socially acceptable form of intercourse and is typically more lovey-dovey. If your flavor is vanilla, if your favorite flavor is vanilla, here's how to make it a little bit better. So if you're used to...
Is your favorite flavor vanilla?
You know what? To be honest, no. My favorite flavor is chocolate.
Yeah.
But as far as sex goes, do I really want to say this? I don't think that I'm not vanilla. No, but I'm not crazy, crazy, crazy sex girl.
You're not.
Did I just deflate? Did people just like turn off the radio?
That you're all strapped down in leather 24/7.
No, but I would love to try it.
Parties.
No,
and...
I mean, I do. I go to swingers parties. I don't get tied up enough and I'm open for anything, but I'm not. You know, I do missionary. I do women on top. I mean, I do basic. Not every time I have sex am I swinging from the rafters.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that I'm prude and uptight about sex. Like, oh, so here's a good example before I get into this. So there's a guy that works in my building, and he came to my office yesterday. He works downstairs. He's a contractor. And he knocked on my door, and he came in. He's actually this really cool guy that we love because he always gives us beers on Fridays. And yesterday he gave us one on Thursday. So that was good. And he came in, and he looked a little nervous. And he came in, and he shuts the door, and he's like, yeah, we've been out drinking today because they had some big meeting. And I'm like, cool. And he was kind of shaky. And he's like, I have a question for you. I don't really know. And I could just tell there was like something like what? He's like, well, my wife is very kind of vanilla-y. She's meat and potatoes girl. And I want to get her something for our anniversary. He's been married 15 years and he wants to get her something to spice up their relationship. And he's like, but I don't want to get her any scary vibrator. He wanted to get her a vibrator. And so he's asking me about Jimmy Jane vibrators because we talk about them all the time, which are awesome presents and awesome vibrators. And it was just cute because he was so nervous, but he's like, I don't want to get her anything too crazy, but I want to get her something like an entry-level vibrator. And she's never used anything like that in 15 years. So it was cute because I think he thought that it would be a big deal to us, but we're just sitting there going, oh, this is what we talk about all day long.
I got this thing called the Rock Box.
Right. Oh, my God. It's still sitting on my counter. I'm going to bring it home this weekend.
Here, check this out. It's called the Rock Box.
I'm like, don't get the Rock Box. The Rock Box is the most powerful vibrator on the planet right now.
It causes earthquakes in small countries.
It really does. I'm afraid to use it because my whole building might come down. My building's from like the 1900s.
I don't think you should use it. I think you...
I kind of think I should.
I think women can blow out their vagina using something like that.
No, you can't blow out your vaginas.
Yeah, you can.
Dude,
believe me,
I've
seen it on the internet, blown out like a shotgun.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
You've seen blown out vaginas on the internet?
Dude, it exists, man. That's what I'm saying. You're like, all vaginas are the same. Well, how about, you know what? I've never Googled this in my life, but I'm sure if you Google it right now, blown out vagina, you'll probably see
a bunch of stuff you don't want to see. Vagina. So just talking about Jimmy Jane for a second, who we love. Jimmy Jane, if you use coupon code SPRING, you get $25 off purchases of $100 or more. If you go to my website, you can see the Emily's Picks page to find out my favorite toys from Jimmy Jane. And I recommended to him the Form 2 because the Form 2 is a great Jimmy Jane entry-level vibrator that is really powerful. It kind of looks like the rabbit ears from the rabbit, but it's so beautiful, the Jimmy Jane products, that first of all, it's a great gift. It's elegant and you can leave it by your bedstand. Like no problem. Just like leave it on your bedstand. No one even knows it's a vibrator and it's pink and cute and I think she'd like it. So that's what I recommended him. But you guys should all go check out Jimmy Jane. Okay. Missionary vanilla sex. If you're used to missionary, try the CAT, the coital alignment technique. So I love this technique. I have talked about this on the show before, but it's a really good it's a really good technique that you can do in missionary with him on top, but she's able to have more orgasms this way if this is how she orgasms. So basically, he lies on top of her, rests its full weight on her rather than propping himself up. He scoots forward about 3 inches from his usual missionary position, cups her shoulders and makes love to her while the base of his penis is rubbing her clitoris. This is an orgasmic position that is much more up and down than in and out. So you're going up and down, and you're rubbing. And there's more of a chance of simultaneous orgasm with this position than any other position. So you can look it up online, the coital alignment technique. We'll post it on our website. The cat, they call it.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. There's the anvil. This technique is a killer move that provides extra stimulation to the G-spot. So how you do this one? You place her legs on his shoulders. Before he enters her, he should find an angle that they're both comfortable with, which brings the best sensation. He can then vary the angle of penetration by changing the angle of her legs. Tips and techniques for this: for maximum comfort and to achieve the best angle for G-spot stimulation, she should place a pillow beneath her hips. You can get one of those wedges, those liberator things, or just put a pillow underneath her. So she's lying on her back, her legs are around your shoulders, you enter in a different way. If she's got her butt propped up on pillows, it's a really good angle to hit her G-spot. It's called the anvil.
And when should I try this?
Tonight.
The first time ever having sex with somebody.
Sure. It's not too dirty. We're talking twists on vanilla sex here. Do you ever do that though with a woman, puts her legs up on her shoulders? You've done that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah. And then you just jackrabbit it the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, that's what guys want to do.
That's all they want to do, right? Like, would you be happy if a girl was just like, jackrabbit me?
I'm like, yeah, and I don't have to do anything else?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. You'd be psyched, right?
Dream come true for any man.
Okay. Really?
So once in a while, you just got to let a guy jackrabbit you.
Yeah, you do. Once in a while, you're like, just fucking come already and jackrabbit on me.
Yeah. Jackrabbit on you?
Just jackrabbit all over me.
We're talking about jackrabbit where a guy just kind of just goes as fast as he can.
Exactly. A guy goes as fast as he can and he's like, but we don't love jackrabbit sex as women. We just think it's kind of...
Yeah, but a guy is just also just trying to maintain his erection.
Right.
Because sometimes you guys just want to go so slow. We're like, my boner is dying here, you know?
But slow sex can be really sensual and hot.
For you, of course.
Not for you.
I'm not talking about a guy.
You're not the normal man. Some guy thinks it's hot.
Of course, God. Why do you always say some guys? Because, yes, any guy will counteract any statement that I give because a lot of guys are just happy to get laid.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
So anything that I say, there's going to be another man saying I'm totally wrong.
Right. And oftentimes they do say you're totally wrong.
Yeah, okay. Because they just want to have sex.
Right. Okay.
And me, I'm just, you know, I just tell it how it is. This is how I feel.
That's how you feel.
And you know what? If you don't agree with it, that's fine.
That's totally fine.
I'm not in your sexual relationship. I'm not showing you to have sex. I'm not standing in the room pointing, saying you're doing it wrong. You do what the hell you want to do.
But I do think that slowing down sex, and I think that we're so used to going fast with sex that slow sex can feel really good, even though minus loses his boner. But a lot of guys don't lose their boner and it feels good.
Yeah.
Okay, so if he's always on top, these are some alternatives to vanilla sex, how to spice up vanilla sex. You could do woman on top. If you really want to make her orgasm during sex, let her jump on top and take control. Men get to lay back and admire her breasts while she directs the movement. Why do you like woman on top? What's your favorite part of it?
My favorite part of it is because I can last a lot longer when a woman's on top.
Right, why is that?
Maybe because we're not actually
in control.
We're not in control, and we're not. There's not too much physical stuff that we have to do.
Right.
You know, when we're actually doing a physical action, we're getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that I'm not excited that you're sitting on my penis, but
it's just different.
Yeah, it's just different. I'm not really putting as much energy into it.
Okay. Well, when she's on top. Women should just get on top. If you don't ever get on top, it's a really good way for women to take control because they can move how they want to move. They can rub their clitoris. They can do different things. They can move their clitoris against your penis or move your penis so it hits your G-spot. So women, if you don't go on top, try to climb on top. If you're used to having sex without a sex toy, get something very subtle to start out with. Try to get the Form 2 from Jimmy Jane, like I told the guy in the office. The other thing I told the guy who came in the office who had never bought a vibrator before.
Yeah.
Is my new favorite sex toy is the Jeju Mimi from Good Vibrations. Use coupon code GVEmily15 at checkout. Go to goodvibes.com. I'm in love with my Mimi. I tenderly washed it this morning with soap and water and like put it by my bedside. It's a really cool couples vibrator because it's kind of shaped like an egg. And you can put your hand around it, or he can use his hand around it, and you could use it during sex really easily. And most importantly, it's really powerful. It has 5 speeds, or 10 speeds, I think. 5 speeds of just regular, and then 5 other weird speeds. But the point is, meaning speeds are like, and then there's the, and then there's the like, but it's got all these speeds, and it's the Jeju Mimi, that's J-E-J-O-U-E from Good Vibrations.
Do you know what I'm actually interested in?
What, Menace?
I'm actually interested in a sex toy. Not that I want to use it.
Look, my mouth is agape.
But the way it was being explained on the television show, I was watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Candy, with her bedroom candy line, she had the one that she brought into the show
before. The lipstick and the...
The lipstick, the but case, the compact thing, where it's just... It looks like for clitoral stimulation, it would be a good design with a round... This is like a round, flat
shape.
You can explain it better than I can what it looks like.
It looks like a makeup compact purse, like when a woman powders her face. It looks like one of those powder puffs, but it's actually a vibrator, and it's got this handle. So on the back of it, you can put your hand around it, and it kind of curves. And it's kind of like the Jeju Beamy. It's a great one. Yeah, it's you can also get these at Good Vibes Candy. It's called Bedroom Candy. And it's the one that looks like a makeup compact with a mirror in it and all that. And you can check that out. I actually – And she They're spells, selling really well.
She spells candy K-A-N-D-I.
I heard that last episode was all like an infomercial for candy toys.
I don't really think so.
You didn't think so?
No.
Okay. So
there's a show on MTV called Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory. And I love the show to death. But the entire show is just infomercials for just stuff.
For
that
what?
Just companies that he's involved in.
Okay.
But he makes it like funny.
Who is he?
He was a professional skateboarder. Now he's like a mogul. He's like multimillionaire. He has a giant warehouse where he calls it the Fantasy Factory, and it's just his offices with all his friends.
Oh, that's so cool.
And he just hangs out and just does crazy stuff and starts companies like at a drop of a hat and just makes millions of dollars.
Why is everyone making $1 million but me right now?
I don't know, but maybe that'll change when you get on television.
Exactly. When I'm on television, you better all watch, okay? Because I'm funny. And Menace is on there, too, being mean to me. Okay.
No.
So,
a sweetheart.
You are not sweet.
What?
If you are just used to just sex and not oral sex.
Salt of the earth.
Try going down. You see the trailer. I'm yelling at you. That's hilarious. Try going down on your partner more often. So... I wrote this part that you should try to perform oral sex more often.
Yeah, females, you should.
And she should go down on him more often.
All the time.
And you
daily.
Should just do it. First, if you're going down on her, warm up by kissing her. Don't just go right down to her vagina because she's not ready yet. Caress her with your hands. Try to make the experience as romantic and sensual as possible. Don't go right to the clitoris. Lick around the area. Play with her thighs. Play with her... areas around there, rub the back of her knees. I don't care what you do, but don't go right for the clitoris. Make eye contact. And when you're performing oral sex, you should give directions on what feels good. She should give you directions on what feels good and listen for verbal cues from her. Don't you want verbal cues? No, you don't.
It's a little weird.
Really?
When you're getting verbal cues. Just, you know, physical cues is fine.
You mean just be like pulling your hair and like your mouth? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Not like left, right.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Don't want that. But if I can call you a whore, that would be a bonus.
Really? Would that turn you on?
You
don't talk dirty, I thought. Oh, no, you do.
I do, but I mean, I don't call a chick like a bitch
whore
or a whore
date.
Or anything like that.
Not on the first time you've sexed them.
I've never called a woman a whore to her face.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been called a whore. To
and I, if I date somebody, no matter how hard I get, I'll never call them a bitch either. I'm old school, man.
What do you mean you never call me?
Like
a
bitch? I'll call other women bitches all day. But if I'm date, if
the cows come home.
But if it's my girlfriend, I won't call her a bitch. No matter how much we fight and stuff like that, I won't call her a bitch.
To your friends, you'll call her a bitch though.
Well, like, oh yeah, she's acting like a total bitch. But
right. I want you to have a girlfriend. Do you have a girlfriend now? The one that you're dating,
I don't
sleeping
have a girlfriend,
with?
No.
I can't wait till that happens. Okay.
Why you want me to have a girlfriend?
I just want you to have something more to talk about.
Why don't you just get married already and have a kid? Fuck.
Oh, shut up. I don't have time. I'm so busy. I got to do a new website. Okay. If you're used to having sex in the bedroom, this is for vanilla sex tips.
Yeah.
Do it in the shower.
Yes. I'm a big fan of that.
Big
shower
sex.
Be careful, though. It could slip and fall.
Do it on the couch. Do it in the kitchen. Do it on the balcony of the backyard. This guy I've been dating, we've done it on my butcher block table in my kitchen, and it's really freaking hot.
Oh, we ate on that.
I know. I clean it off when we're done.
Sanitize it, burn it.
I do sanitize it. But I'm just saying, if you want to spice up your relationship, these are some things, alternatives. And we got to wrap this puppy up.
No, we got a couple extra seconds we can talk about.
Yeah.
No, we can talk. Don't worry. We have another 20 seconds.
Okay. So anyway, I love everyone for listening to the show.
And we're in the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco, California. If you want to listen to the podcast of the show, just download the app. It's totally free for your smartphone. And then you just search Sex with Emily. And it'll stream right on your phone.
So true.
Yes.
And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily.
And sexwithemily.com is your daily sex newspaper.
That's your daily sex newspaper. It's all the sex information you need. You can follow Menace at White Menace and all those places too.
Yes. Follow me on Instagram. That's my favorite. And thank you to XM. We're on XM Radio
right
now.
We're on XM Radio. We love being on Extreme Talk XM 165.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. We love being here.
Have a good Friday on this 420.
Have a great Friday. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And before I forget, if you don't have my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, you can buy it on Amazon, and it's one of those really easy-to-navigate sex books where you really can try all those things tonight. Check it out.